With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The Glenwood Springs Fire Department was able to control a wildfire last night in the 3 Mile area. The fire began around 7 p.m. Fire department officials say a small residential structure was fully engulfed in flames, and 20-foot-high flames and mature oak brush made the fire likely to spread. After evacuation orders and help from 42 firefighters, the crew was able to control the fire around 11 p.m. Glenwood Springs Fire Department officials say with the help of 2 water tenders, 7 fire engines, and 7 command vehicles, crews kept the 2-acre fire from turning into a very large and destructive wildfire. Officials say no injuries have been reported. An investigation is being conducted by the Garfield County Fire Investigation Team. Governor Jared Polis is urging more Coloradans to wear face masks in public to slow the state's recent uptick in coronavirus cases. But he says the state would not be able to enforce a statewide mask ordinance.
Don't just wear one because you might get a $200 ticket if you don't. Wear one because you might save your life. You also might save your job. You might save your stock portfolio. You might keep your local businesses open.
Polis estimates about 70% of people now consistently wear masks in Colorado. He says he'd like to see that go up to 85%. Polis has also asked people, particularly young adults, to refrain from attending large parties this summer. A bear was caught and euthanized on the back of Aspen Mountain after injuring a man in the Castle Creek area in the early hours of Friday morning. Alex Hager has the details.
A homeowner went to check out some noises inside his house and found himself face to face with a bear. A swipe from the animal's paw left him with cuts to the face, head, and neck, sending the victim to Aspen Valley Hospital and later a hospital in Grand Junction. The injuries are not considered life-threatening. Colorado Parks and Wildlife said it's been a relatively normal year for bear sightings around Aspen, and people should lock up their trash and recycling to avoid attracting bears. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Roaring Fork River can now be seen on Google Maps. For years, the website only outlined the Frying Pan River in Basalt, but that changed last week. Chris Matera, Basalt Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, headed up the project. She says the Roaring Fork River is crucial to have on the map since it makes up a large portion of the town's identity. Google added the Roaring Fork River through a partnership with Basalt's Chamber and Colorado Tourism Office. Matera says now when visitors look up Basalt, they can see just how many businesses and recreation spots are along the Roaring Fork River. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.